Holder made reference to Wisconsin's lawsuit in an interview with ABC News where he was asked about challenges to state voting laws. In a transcript of the interview that was released by the U.S. Department of Justice, Holder said, quote, "We have already filed suit in Texas and North Carolina. I expect we are going to be filing in cases that are already in existence in Wisconsin as well as in Ohio." A spokesperson for Holder had no further comment. It's not the first time Holder has referenced the federal lawsuit that blocked Wisconsin's voter ID law on the grounds that it violated the U.S. Constitution's Equal Protection Clause and Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act, which prohibits voting practices that discriminate on the basis of race. In a video message released last month, Holder signaled that Section 2 challenges could become a useful tool for DOJ.
It's clear that discriminatory voting laws, rules, and regulations are not confined to any particular region. And thanks to Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act, neither are our enforcement efforts.
In that same message, Holder quoted from the Wisconsin decision by District Judge Lynn Edelman.
The judge found, and I quote, "The defendants could not point to a single instance of known voter impersonation occurring in Wisconsin at any time in the recent past."
Wisconsin Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen, who is appealing the voter ID ruling, said in a statement, quote, "At a time when an immigration crisis is rattling the nation, the Attorney General is choosing to spend taxpayer money to meddle in a state law that does nothing more than ask a voter to show a photo ID." Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.